Warwick Hadfield joins us again. Hello, Warwick.
G'day, Fran.
In cricket, yet another injury scare for Australia ahead of today's quite historic game, isn't it, against Afghanistan in Perth?
It is. It's a great moment. Look, there was a bit of an injury scare. It didn't last very long. Steve Smith got hit on the fingers in the nets. He sort of retired to the cool bin, put some ice on it, went back in. The sympathy level from the skipper was zero. He said he got whacked on the fingers by a spinner. For goodness sake, he should have gone straight back into the net. So Steve Smith will be available to play against Afghanistan, but Patrick Cummins, the fast bowler, has been ruled out with that side strain that we talked about yesterday. Look, there's going to be whoever comes into the Australian side will bowl fast and bowl very fast at this Afghanistan team, but they've got a couple of quicks of their own, not the least a bloke by the name of Shahpour Zadran, who's got hair that would make Imran, the great Imran Khan, at his best envious. It flows halfway down his back. He doesn't run into bowl. He absolutely steams in. He doesn't mind giving the batsman a bit of hurry up. In fact, the last time Australia played Afghanistan, he dismissed David Warner after Warner played and missed a few times outside the off stump. So I reckon as long as they don't get seduced by the bounce of the whacker and they pitch the ball up and use all the natural things there to their advantage, the Afghanistan bowlers might just show the Australians up. But in the end, I think class will out, as it did last night when South Africa played Ireland, and an associate side will go down. But it is a wonderful moment in cricket to see this Afghanistan cricket team coming from nowhere 20 years ago to playing in the World Cup.
And I think there'll obviously be a lot of people chanting Aussie, 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 oi, 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 but I think there'll be a lot of people really barracking for Afghanistan for obvious reasons.
Well, it's a bit like in the footy. They're everyone's favourite second team.
That's right. In soccer, the Australian captain, Milay Jedinak, takes a four-week holiday unwillingly, it should
be
said.
Yes, look, not a good look for the Australian captain. He's been suspended in England, where he plays there with Crystal Palace, for a really ugly incident, an elbow which hit West Ham striker Diafra Sarko. So the match officials didn't see it, but it was caught on the all-knowing, all-seeing video, and he went before the judiciary, the tribunal, whatever they call it in England, and he's gone for 3 weeks initially, and because he's been set off once before this year, that's increased to 4 weeks. Mm. So I guess, he'll still get paid and all those other things, but it's an enforced holiday that he would do without.
Yeah, he should pull his elbow in. In rugby league, one person's misfortune is another person's opportunity on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We know that so many Gold Coast players are, in fact, suspended because of their involvement in what we're calling the cocaine crisis. So that means that the Gold Coast Titans, who play their first game this weekend, the first round of the NRL, they play against the West Tigers. They're going to have six new players in the side, Fran. So it's going to be interesting to see, number one, how this all pans out, and number two, how the Gold Coast go with a reduced playing list, as their coach Neil Henry says. It's going to really test the depth. At the moment, though, it's interestingly, there's still a push on by some of these accused players to be allowed to play, because they're claiming still, and very loudly through their lawyers, that the evidence is flimsy at best. So once again, it's a watch this space one.
Watch this space. Okay, Warwick, talk to you again tomorrow.